Hello, and welcome to Tom's Tour of Iceland. Yes, Tom's Tour of Yorkshire may have finished, but I still have a dictaphone, and I'm still incredibly bored most of the time. So what I've decided to do is to go to Iceland on a family holiday and just record what I'm doing. So that's exciting. In this episode, I'll be heading out to the Icelandic capital of Reykjavik, one of the few capital cities of Europe that I can't spell, via Wolverhampton. I don't know which I'm more excited by. Probably Reykjavik? Reykjavik. I'm more excited by Reykjavik than Wolverhampton. So I'm glad I've cleared that up. I start my journey here in Sheffield on my final ever day in my house in Mona Road. Currently packing as I speak, and it's hashtag totes and mosh. We have arrived at Birmingham International Airport for our trip to Iceland. And I'm very excited. I'll be honest, it's pretty weird bringing a dictaphone through airport security. Currently on the aeroplane at about 35,000 feet, approaching Reykjavik, landing in 20 minutes, about 3 o'clock, and quite a nice flight. We had some sort of tablet in front of us, where I enjoyed watching New Girl. Other quirky US comedies are available. First thing I checked was if Reykjavik has established itself much of a Yik Yak following, the popular app, which is basically an anonymous Twitter, and it doesn't have much at all, unfortunately, even worse than Sunderland. Surely they have a better Tinder game. So here we go. I'm just going to get my phone. Put it on Tinder. Finding people near you. That's good. Bridass 20. Right swipe. Right swipe. Right swipe. Right swipe. Left swipe. Right. Oh, I have run out of matches for another 12 hours. So what I have concluded there is that they do actually have a pretty good Tinder game. There's a lot of beautiful people in Iceland. We are currently lost in Reykjavik. We have just passed the German embassy, so I don't think we're that close to where we're staying. We've just passed the sign for the Icelandic Penis Museum, which in German is Das Icelandische Phalluseum, which is nice. Wonder when that was erected. I'm joined by my father. He's an expert in the German language. You say that I pronounced the Penis Museum wrong. How is it pronounced in Germany?
Das Isländische Phallusmuseum.
Indeed. It's day one in Iceland. It's past midnight right now, and it's still pretty light. This is crazy. My favourite discovery so far is the taps. The cold water provides fresh spring water and tastes lovely. However, the hot water tap has more of a sulphur odour to it. It smells a bit like rotten eggs. So basically, I imagine if a student from an Icelandic secondary school set off a stink bomb, then they'd probably be going around like, who's left the taps running? We're here in a steakhouse. I've just ordered horse, and I'll be consuming horse for the first time intentionally. It's nice. Very enjoyable. We have just passed the Chuck Norris Grill and the Polar Bear Shop. This truly is the greatest street in Reykjavik. Quick Iceland fact, many Icelandic people actually believe in elves. Weirdos.
Our journey then continues straight to the waterfall. Highlight number two, another landmark, very interesting one, and there we should have a possibility to...
We're a bit tall. We've just got off the coach, and what you can hear in the background is a giant waterfall. It's absolutely beautiful. The water's gushing down and we've got a very decent view of it. Very wet. We're just awaiting the geyser here at Geyser. Wow. And it's erupted. Okay, I'm joined here by my sister Sarah. As a geyser, it is a very visual experience. Could you please describe what it was like?
It's like loads of water shooting in the air, that's kind of days.
It's day three here in Reykjavik, and it's the 17th of June, which is National Iceland Day. So here in Reykjavik, they have done something very special. They've basically put up loads of bouncy castles, and there's two women in traditional dress, a few rides. It looks like a slightly substandard Sunderland air show, to be honest. We've also seen a stall that sells a product called crap with a K for 700 kroner,
So I wouldn't pay that much for craft, to be honest.
Okay, we're about to set off on a boat trip to catch an actual glimpse of some actual whales in the ocean, which I'm pretty excited by. The last time I saw whales was when I went to Pembrokeshire and stayed in a travelodge for a week. Do you get it? Because the country. Yeah. Let's go see some whales.
Been on the boat for 2 hours 10. And we've seen a couple of dolphins, but no whale as of yet, and I think we're heading back. It's not been the most successful of trips, to say the least. And we have arrived back after the whale watching, and we did not see a whale. So, possibly could have spent the money a bit more wisely. So it transpires that when we were on the boat trip, my mum, who is not a big fan of the sea, may have accidentally stumbled upon the cast of LazyTown giving a performance. And we missed it. We missed it to see zero whales and a couple of dolphins. That was a mistake. That's an error.
The sound of multiple suitcases. The sound that signals that our journey in Iceland has come to an end. It is currently about 4:30 in the morning, as there aren't too many planes coming to and from Iceland. So we have to take this early one. So yeah, the journey is up. And we're making our way to the airport now.